WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. In Chicago news, the city is hit with another lawsuit over denied protest permits during the Democratic National Convention this August. But the activist group still plans to march. Also, speaking of protests, the UChicago pro-Palestinian student encampment has been cleared out by the university police in riot gear. Police raided the encampment at 4:45 Tuesday morning while most organizers were asleep. I checked in with WBEZ City Government and Politics reporters Tessa Weinberg and Mariah Wolfel to discuss this and other local stories. Tessa starts out with what happened on the ground at UChicago.
This was the ninth day of the encampment, the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, where students had set up tents on their campus quad. Last Friday, the University of Chicago president said those tents had to be cleared, that they were, you know, blocking entrances and presented safety concerns. This raid happened by University of Chicago Police Department, not Chicago Police, at about 4:30, 4:40 a.m., like you said, not long after demonstrators had actually ended their last rally of the night, returned to their tents to sleep. I'm pulling from the Chicago Maroon here, the student newspaper, which seemed to be on the ground throughout the evening. They reported that, you know, UCPD cars arrived on the main quad and protesters were told over a speaker that the University of Chicago did not permit their assembly in this area and that they had to clear the area. The paper reported that students had just minutes to comply with these orders before the officers entered the encampment, overturned the tents and the barriers. Press were told to leave, including Chicago Maroon staff. As this happened, protesters were chanting, their usual chants. They said 40,000 people dead. You're arresting kids instead. The latest toll from the Gaza Health Ministry, at least more than 34,000 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip, with thousands more missing. Hundreds have been killed in the occupied West Bank. Earlier this morning, the university did confirm to the Chicago Maroon that no arrests had occurred. We'll see if that remains. And then, you know, our higher education reporter who's on the ground today said that as of, 11:30 this morning, there weren't really any protesters on the ground anymore, and no more tents, no more signs of the encampment, though you could see, as we've seen, in pictures from campuses throughout the country, there were just like light patches of grass. Like you could see where the tents were sitting, but that there's not really much action right now.
So you mentioned that it's university police who raided the encampment. And we see in other cities that municipality police are getting involved. Mm-hmm. What has Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson said? And do we have any sense of whether local police, Chicago Police Department, will get involved?
Yeah, I think Mayor Brandon Johnson has been trying to toe a line and walk carefully as the city prepares for the DNC. So far, CPD, aside from demonstrations we saw at the Art Institute this past weekend where that college requested CPD come in, CPD has kind of taken a back seat. And Johnson actually said that he expressed concerns about University of Chicago Police Department's intention to clear the student encampment. He said in a statement that after receiving several inquiries about this intention, Mayor Johnson and senior staff reached out to the University of Chicago leadership to reiterate serious safety and operational concerns about this plan. And that was a message conveyed to UCPD multiple times by the Chicago Police Department. And the mayor's office spokesperson said, our understanding is that UCPD cleared the encampment, as we know, around 4:45 a.m. And the mayor's office and CPD are currently monitoring the situation. Johnson's spokesperson did say that there will be an update later this afternoon, but it's unclear what that will be.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
So speaking of the DNC, Tessa, over the past few weeks, we've seen a surge in college campuses setting up these pro-Palestinian encampments. How might this affect the DNC protests in August?
Yeah, this is probably only a preview of what we're going to see and likely, you know, even more large scale protests that folks are gearing up for and planning. And it's really been a trial run of how city and the police handle this. Like Mariah said last week when Mayor Johnson was initially asked about UChicago's president saying that the encampment can't continue and that the admin was going to intervene, he was really kind of careful in how he responded, trying to, you know, really stress that he supports First Amendment rights, supports people's safety, but that the city was evaluating, wasn't really kind of coming out necessarily against what the university was doing at the time. And CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling was also being very clear of just saying, you know, if it's not necessary for CPD to go in, then they won't, that they were going to defer to the university. And so I think these recent protests we've seen, you know, around campuses of Chicago are really kind of a trial run for how the city is maybe putting those values into practice. And it's probably only going to grow as we near the DNC.
And so tell us about this lawsuit related to the DNC with the group Bodies Outside of Unjust Laws.
Yeah, so this was a lawsuit filed last week by the group and in federal court. And they, you know, broadly believe that the Democratic Party hasn't done enough to protect bodily autonomy. And so they were planning to march ahead of the convention and wanting to make their demands clear. And their permit, though, was denied. And they were offered an alternative route, which they said wasn't sufficient because the whole intent was to march, you know, before the delegates and right around the hotels. Delegates are planning to stay in view of that. And, you know, they say the city just didn't provide sufficient evidence to back up the claims for why they were denying the permit. The city, they say, had said there wouldn't be, you know, enough police resources, enough resources to mitigate traffic and safely provide a path. But they said, you know, the city couldn't provide specific numbers of how many officers were needed and that broadly the city is really unprepared to handle these large scale protests, that it's not a clear process for how folks are supposed to be, you know, working with the city to apply to these permits, to apply for these permits and get a route that works. And they also were saying that some of the other restrictions have been vague, like the city's security footprint that the city council recently approved. It's supposed to be a 2-block radius downtown, but the actual specific geographic boundaries haven't been revealed. And there's a slew of restrictions on what you can even do or bring into that zone. You know, more obvious things like firearms or drones are prohibited, but also, you know, pointed objects or service animals. And they argue that, you know, these restrictions are too vague and it's not clear by the standards which some of these restrictions are going to be enforced. And the ACLU of Illinois, which filed the lawsuit, says the city, you know, is not ready for this and that rather than, you know, providing clear guidelines for how people can participate and make their voices heard and express their First Amendment rights, that the city is, you know, cracking down on it instead. And Mayor Johnson, you know, defended the city's preparations last week, saying the city's prepared. He said if there's any mayor that understands the values of protests, it's him, that he's trying to balance, you know, having protesters work within certain parameters while trying to make sure residents can still navigate the city.
This is the second coalition to file a lawsuit. But I'm curious about why abortion rights. I mean, there's so many things that people are angry about with the Democratic Party, and we can imagine that more Gaza protests would happen. But what are you hearing from organizers about reproductive rights?
Yeah, I think, you know, they want this is an opportunity to specifically, you know, make their concerns known. And they noted that part of what the issue was with the alternative route that was proposed was that, you know, that this is a huge event where, you know, high ranking Democratic Party officials will be there, the media from across the, you know, entire nation, that all eyes will really be on Chicago, and that they feel, you know, the federal government hasn't done enough to stand up for bodily autonomy. And that this is really their moment and their chance to deliver these, you know, demands and concerns firsthand. And so that was kind of at the nexus too of why the you know, proposed alternative route wasn't going to be sufficient, because they want to be, you know, right there to send their message.
I feel like Chicago is an opportune location for this high profile event, being in the epicenter of surrounding states that have limited abortion rights after Roe v. Wade was overturned. And so I do think it, you know, even if these concerns, I mean, I think some of these concerns are new given the overturning, but even if these are longstanding concerns, this presents just kind of a perfect opportunity being in this safe haven as states have limited abortion rights.
What are you all hearing on the ground from people about how safe or prepared the city is going to be to keep the DNC convention running smoothly?
Well, I think that's at the nexus of these lawsuits. I mean, these lawsuits, one, contend that the city is violating First Amendment rights, first and foremost, by, you know, limiting access to where they can protest. But I think the main questions of whether what that safety perimeter is going to be, what safety precautions are going to be in place, those are all things that the city has said, like, we aren't giving details on right now, because those are, you know, it's information we want to keep, you know, secret as we prepare. But I think many people have questions about how that's actually going to look.
Well, I want to turn to something kind of fun, despite, you know, all of the lawsuits and the drama with the DNC. The mayor and the governor were spotted at the Field Museum yesterday for a fossil unveiling. What was that about?
Yeah, this was a nice break. And this was kind of a big deal. You know, the Field Museum has acquired what they called the most important fossil ever discovered, the Archaeopteryx fossil. And the Archaeopteryx was a small, basically dinosaur bird that had feathers, hollow bones, clawed wings, 50 tiny teeth, this long bony tail. And it's the earliest known dinosaur to ever qualify as a bird. And so scientists say this further proves that all the birds that we see today, you know, even like really bold Chicago street pigeons, they are just like mini living, breathing dinosaurs. And the Field was celebrating this because this is one of just two of these Archaeopteryx fossils in the U.S. and 13 worldwide. And they say it is one of the best preserved types of these fossils. And so they will be able to study it extensively and publish their research. And that fossil actually goes on display today.
Very cool. That's Mariah Wolfel and Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ City Government and Politics reporters. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Ellie Gilbert Bear, edited by Meha Ahmad, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. We get updates from City Hall every week, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the latest news from the fifth floor. I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons, who will be back this afternoon. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.